This is episode 91 of the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops with Greg Plum. In this episode, we talk about the opportunity Skype for Business brings to organizations. You can support this podcast by purchasing guides from www.ciaops.com/publications. There you will find a range of information on using technologies like SharePoint and Office 365. You'll also find templates there to use on your own SharePoint site to help your business get up to speed quickly. Resell options are also available. All of this can be downloaded immediately at www.ciaops.com/publications. Okay, so we're back for another Need to Know podcast with a return guest, Greg Plum from Plum UC. Good podcast if you're interested in the Skype for Business site, plus a bit of an event we're running shortly. But before we get into that, I'll remind you that I'll be at Office 365 Nation in Seattle in October. You can go and sign up for that at fall2015.smbnation.com. It's run by Harry Brelsford. Certainly a good conference to go to if you're looking to get into Office 365, especially network with other providers in that space. If you are coming along, please let me know beforehand or come up to me at the event. Say hi. Love to chat to someone. Also doing this Beyond the License event with Greg. You'll get more details about that. I'll put the links in the show notes, but again, that you'll find that at bit.ly/O365-BTL for Beyond the License. But again, the link will be in the show notes. So some interesting information around Office 365. One of the things that's come across recently is this Office IT Pro script project. Again, I'll put that in the link, a link in there for the notes, show notes. What you'll see is that it has a lot of little scripts and handy little things for on-premise and also in the cloud. So it's worthwhile having a look and, again, putting it in a bookmark, maybe revisiting and downloading something, the information that's there to make your admin much easier using scripting. Again, it's all up on GitHub, but I'll put the link to the actual blog post where Microsoft talks about it. Worthwhile having a look at if you're an admin and you want to automate a lot of the common tasks. If you haven't seen Outlook on the web through Office 365 has had a bit of an update. There's a new interface there. There's a couple of new menu options. One of them is called Sweep. What it basically will allow you to do is to set up like inbox rules, but those inbox rules can run when you're not actually visiting or viewing Outlook. So again, have a look at that. There's also the ability to do things like pin an email to the top of your list so it always retains there no matter where it is. So again, some updates on the interface that are probably really, really worthwhile having a look at. If you also haven't had a chance to have a look at Windows 10, certainly recommend you do. Be very positive on it. The joint Azure AD works really well, but what I'll highlight here is the Office mobile apps for Windows 10. So these are the universal apps. Go into the App Store and basically download those from the Windows Store there on Windows 10. And they are Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and allow you to view documents by default. But if you put in your Office 365 SKU and your license for Office, then that will light them up, allow you to do writing as well as reading documents. So again, free, download those, put them on your device, Windows 10 device, and they work really well, especially if you've got to do just basic stuff in your Office documents. So a great option there. We'll put the link in the show notes again. And also, there's also a new app out for iOS devices at this point from Microsoft called Send. You link it to your Office 365 account and it helps you to work through your emails much quicker by allowing you to triage them quickly and to send quick replies. Don't know if it'll make its way to all the other platforms, so again, have a look at it. It's called Send. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes so you can check it out if you have an iOS device. So, just before we get into the podcast, I'll just remind you that always looking for guests and speakers, so please send them through any suggestions you've got, or if you want to come on board, just get in contact with me. Don't forget my cloudbusinessblueprint.com for cloud resellers to get involved and join a community and learn from each other and the on-demand stuff that I'm creating for them about the cloud technologies like Office 365. You can connect with me via my Skype for Business. That is admin@ciaops365.com. Always appreciate the iTunes reviews. Any comments that you may leave, much appreciated, and we'll take those on board. Again, and if you do want to make some general comments or whatever, you can do that on the website via www.ciaops.com/contact. With that, let's get into this episode. Welcome along to another podcast from CIA Ops. My name is Robert Crane, and I'm joined by this podcast by Greg Plum from over there in the US. How are you, Greg?
Good, Robert. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, we've had Greg on before, and Greg's getting a bit of a reputation or a name for working with the voice component of Office 365. So I thought that I'd ask him to come along once again to have a chat to us about some of the voice stuff that's changing, some of the other changes in the Office 365, and also a big, I suppose, what do we call it, a big opportunity that Greg and I are working on that will get people involved and get them more information. But we'll come to that a bit later. So what's been happening at your end, Greg, of late with the all the Office 365 stuff over there in the US?
So there's a lot happening, a lot of good stuff. As you know, Harry Brelsford has his had the O365 Nation tour going around the country, and it just wrapped up. I joined a team in Charlotte, and we had about, I think we had just over 100 registrants for the event. I'm not sure how many, maybe 80 or so that were able to attend. And we covered, you know, everything from migration of on-premise to Office 365, and I covered Skype for Business. We talked about some voice options and really just focusing on ways that partners can make money in the Office 365 space. And so that wrapped up, and next is I'm pretty excited about what, you know, the event that you and I are going to be putting together September 1st, and then after that leading right into Redmond in October.
Cool. Well, that's excellent. So I think that what we probably need to do is so you've been doing obviously some stuff for Harry, you've been doing his roadshow around the thing, you've been doing that around the place and webinars. I mean, what are you seeing from partners and the adoption in Skype? So let's look at it two ways. Is are they on board? Were they pushing it to their customers? And if they're not, sort of what things are you seeing that, you know, they're able to go and take out to their customers, obviously, to generate a bit of revenue or generate some interest around the product?
Well, I'm seeing a ton of interest. Every time we have one of these events, we've done two in the last month, and each time we have well over 100 registrants and over 100 people actually attending. So there's some of the most well attended and active events where people are generates discussion. So, and they're specifically on Skype for Business, and all we're really focusing on, nothing, no rocket science, no deep dive, just talking about the difference between Link, consumer Skype, and Skype for Business, and how that migration has gone. And really, you know, I view Skype for Business as the offspring of the power couple. The power couple being Link and consumer Skype, and what that's the end result is being kind of a much more robust enterprise grade product with a really user friendly interface of personal Skype.
I think again, there's a bit of confusion. Obviously, Microsoft went down the OneDrive and then the OneDrive for Business, and then it went down the Skype and the Skype for Business. So it sort of made it very confusing, I suppose. But in another respect, it does make sense. So Skype has become the product name, and then you have obviously the consumer Skype and the Skype for Business. Now, I think what we're seeing is probably the best of both being integrated together. And what I see generally out there is that a lot of customers obviously now are migrating to Office 365. They typically are just being taken to email. So they're moving from on-premise email to hosted email. And that's where a lot of resellers are basically stopping. The next most logical and the easiest step and has the lowest impact is Skype for Business. So I was doing some work with a partner, a fairly large partner, and they hadn't even implemented Skype for Business at all. And it was like, oh, it all seems too difficult. So no, hang on, let's set all this up. Let's, you know, do a demo tenant. And they're amazed at how easy it is. So I think that's a lot of the confusion is people think it's really involved and it really becomes difficult. But to get basically dial tone with computer to computer and chat and meetings and that sort of thing is pretty easy. But some of the stuff that you're working on and focused on in bringing these additions, these add-ons that now bolt into Skype for Business and provide this full range of functionality is becoming pretty exciting.
Well, you know, there's two real, I view this as two worlds of opportunity. There's the one, the real basic one that you talked about, the confusion. That Fusion is a beautiful thing for partners because that's our job to really go out to the end user and help educate them, explain to them the value and the benefits, and it's not difficult. And then the second is really what you're referring to as far as those add-on services, identifying in native Skype what the weaknesses are, what the gaps are, and they do exist. Now Microsoft's closing some of those gaps with E5 that's going to be coming out. We can talk about it in a second, but there are right now natively there are some weaknesses. One of them being able to access a Skype meeting just from a phone with a PSTN number. And I that Microsoft is also addressing that, but that again just creates some confusion and opportunity for the channel. And then moving a little bit further up the food chain is, turning it into a phone system, Office 365 into a fully hosted PBX and a full telephone and unified communications platform. And then we actually used one of these other services, which I'm pretty excited about. It's by put out by Rally Labs. I mean, I guess that's a plug for them. This is not meant to be a commercial, but the really cool thing about it is it's a registration component specifically built for Link and Skype for Business. So that's one of the weaknesses. That's why a lot of people say, well, they're not going to use Skype for their larger events. It's going to be for their smaller ones. Well, there's one example of a third-party add-on that adds a very a missing component that really has a high usability for the general public.
All right, so let's take a step back in time here. About 12 months ago, I was lucky enough to be invited to come and speak at Harry Brelsford's Office 365 Nation, and at that event, I met a young Greg who was providing all the voice services and recordings and ran around pretty harried, I think, trying to make all that sort of thing come. It was a bit of a deer in the headlights, wasn't it, for you there?
It was brutal. It was brutal. Yeah, I was about, I think I was 5 years younger last year. That's how this year has felt.
But I think, again, if anything, it probably opened your eyes to the opportunities that are there and connected you up with people like Harry and myself. So, again, you've gone
Oh,
down
yeah.
the Office 365 path, and you and I will both be there again at Harry's event this year, which will be running out from the 2nd to the 5th, I think, of October. So if you are in the vicinity, if you do want, Office 365 information specifically for SMBs, again, look at, I think it's fall2015.smbnation.com. Go there and sign up, or hit me up, or hit Greg up, and we'll give you the right information, get you signed up. But we'll certainly be there live presenting in the flesh.
Hey,
And
Robert, the other thing, the product teams are going to be there as well. That's the thing that's kind of exciting. I'm excited personally to meet a lot of the people at Microsoft responsible for their products. So that'll be an opportunity to interact with them as well.
well, I think also too, the other thing is a lot of people, I'd never been to the Microsoft campus, and this is actually held in the Microsoft Conference Center. Again, the good thing is you get the advantage of, direct contact with a lot of people from Microsoft. You can just walk out of their office and catch the bus to the campus, and you'll also get interaction with people, SMB partners who are implementing Office 365, as well as, experts on things like Skype and, the feedback from, the rock star that Harry Brelsford is. So again, fall2015.smbnation.com. Sign up now, not too late, and hopefully if you're there, make sure you hit us up and we'll catch up with a drink or something at the bar. But once we'd done that, we basically were finding that the stuff was moving so quickly, and one of the things I was looking to do was to run my own webinars using Skype. Now, I can certainly do it with voice to voice, but one of the things I needed was a phone bridge. So I want to be able to have people to dial into a Skype conference that I was running webinars for, and really couldn't do that because I live in basically the other side of the world here. And that's when I was able to hook up with Greg, and Greg was able to connect all the bits together and actually get me the ability to do the conference bridge into my Skype webinars, which is absolutely fantastic, really easy, really cheap. So again, recommend you contact him to do that. And then now we're looking to do the next step is to do this integration with Skype registrations and all this sort of stuff. So again, it's very exciting, and for me, it's something I can use practically every day, and I'm finding that it's something that you can go out to customers and start selling and showing them. Because think about it, at the moment, a lot of them have a Citrix solution, GoToMeeting, then they have Office 365, then they have something else. All these little plug-ons and add-ins just brings everybody into the ecosystem, brings the integration, and makes things so much easier for clients. I mean, would you agree?
I would, and the thing is, you mentioned GoToMeeting and Webex and all these other services. They're all siloed services, right? They're all standalone. What's beautiful is what we're going to be able to do is leverage this integrated solution. I mean, you mentioned that partners are hesitant to really add on Skype, even though they've gone and added email. Well, once they do this, they're actually able to send a chat right from their email, from their inbox. I mean, it's a beautiful productivity tool.
And again, I think you're right. And that's what a lot of customers are looking for, that integrated solution, phone, desktop, recording, and really Skype's getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the other thing, when we do these events, the funny thing is almost everybody, somebody heckles and they say, well, if this is such a great product, why are we on GoToMeeting? Why are we on WebEx? Why are we on Adobe? And it's a great point. It's an absolutely great point. So that's why you and I, when we have our event, we are going to use Skype and it will scale. It will go to thousands based on the service that we're using because we're adding a using a third party plugin to help us with our registration, with our email follow-up, with our list creation, and with the recording. So it's a much more, I guess, more of a webinar type experience leveraging native Skype. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, I think that rather than having you bust with excitement and make a mess all through our podcast, we probably better start talking about this event that we're running. I think that we've decided that we're going to call it Office 365 Beyond the License. For the simple reason is what we're finding with a lot of resellers is they, basically configure a license for the users, set them up, migrate their email, and then they do nothing else. They don't know, they're a bit scared, they're unfamiliar with how to then leverage that. So what we thought is we bring together the skills that Greg's got, which I think is, again, the really interesting, the really demand stuff around voice, and also some of the other stuff that I'm seeing there around things like Yammer, SharePoint, Power BI, that sort of stuff, and bring that into a webinar. Now, the reason that we sort of driven this is because, as Greg mentioned, Microsoft have announced an E5 license to sit above the E4, which basically is everything. All the premium versions of Skype for Business, Power BI, all that sort of stuff rolled into a license. So it's pretty much going to become probably the license to implement. But that's not going to happen until we get some information out there. So again, our little event here, Office 365 Beyond the License, and I think I better let Greg say a little bit about it because you've done the majority of the work around making it happen, setting it all up, getting the registrations, getting the word out there. But do you want to give us a bit of an idea?
Well, sure. So the whole point behind this, I do webinars all the time. I'd say probably I average a few a month, and they get to be pretty sizable. But almost in every case, there's always some type of commercial involved. There's vendor support, and so you always kind of skew toward, one particular solution. This event that you and I are going to do, it's not commercial at all. This is meant to be agnostic. It's to talk about the technology, the solutions as a whole, what's possible. We're not going to see a slant toward one provider versus another. We're going to talk about features, benefits, how to find the right opportunity, the right solution for the customer, the discovery process. So it's really going to show a partner how to get involved with the business and really try to know which rocks to overturn to identify the opportunities. So the reason it's called Beyond the License is because there's no money in the license. None, really. So what we're saying is let's go beyond the license. Let's determine where you want to focus. I mean, a partner doesn't have to do everything, but they might want to focus on migrations. That's great if that's what you want to do. They might want to focus on add-ons, voice add-ons, turning, a unified communications platform. There's many ways to take this product and really turn it into a business because Office 365 is not just a license. It's really an entire ecosystem.
Cool. All right. Well, I think before we launch too much more into it, we better let people know how to sign up. So we've created a Bitly shortcut. So again, we'll put this in the show notes and we'll get that out there, and I'll get that on the blog and the Twitter shortly. But the URL will be bit.ly/ all capital letters, so 0365-BTL for Beyond the License. So bit.ly/0365-BTL. So get in there, sign up. If you have any issues, any questions, make sure you hit up Greg or hit up myself, and we'll get you signed up for that. And I think registrations have been pretty positive so far, even the little bit that you've managed to do.
Yeah, we haven't really spread the word at all with no mass marketing yet. We'll definitely be in the triple digits for this event. We're looking forward to it.
Excellent. So I think, again, there's a lot to cover in there. And again, it's not just going to be around necessarily just the sky, but like I said, I'm on board to talk about Yammer, Power BI, and those sort of things just really excite me. The voice is really great for me and looking to integrate that myself, but we'll let Greg handle that in depth because, again, you're the one that's spending the time getting into it. And I think one of the things that we'll probably be covering also is this new Skype preview that Microsoft was releasing, and it's a move, as you can see, towards Microsoft basically building a total cloud PBX system around or inside Office 365. So, again, I think that's exciting, and we'll be able to get some updates and some sort of info on that, hopefully from Greg and some opinions. But it's certainly an indication with that sort of thing being integrated that, what's available is really moving ahead in leaps and bounds. And as you say, it's a great opportunity for partners to be involved and looking to sell to their customers, because all the customers I see, voice is a big thing. You know, we want to have everything integrated. We want it on our desktop. We want to be able to do chat and then go to conferencing, then record a meeting, then potentially post that up to Office 365 video. And that's unfortunately where a lot of partners do struggle because they just haven't got that skill set.
Right. Well, the thing is, it's a moving target. Let's face it, you know, and there are many third parties out there. There are more, not many. I take that back. There are third parties out there more and more cropping up as they realize the opportunity. It's rather than having a siloed solution or having a hosted PBX in their own little cloud, why not take something that's going to leverage, you know, the massive tsunami that Office 365 is.
And I think also too, part of it is that you're now, as a reseller, have a much broader range of tools that you can bring to effect on a customer. So a lot of those, again, you won't be doing the traditional stuff of running up servers, maybe patching and do all that sort of stuff, but the opportunity about implementing business change management, migrations, basically enabling the productivity of a client, that really excites them. And I think that's where the real opportunity is. If you get yourself locked sort of basically in the old way of doing things, of trying to maintain the status quo, it's not particularly working. It's always going to be a struggle. I think that, you know, many customers are very keen to pay good money to have these sort of tools throughout their business and integrated, and they need assistance to do that. They're just not skilled enough with the tools. But importantly, that means that the partner needs to be skilled on these tools and using them. And thanks to Microsoft and many of the agreements with resellers, is that it's basically very cheap to do and get up and running. So again, Greg was able to organise a trial of that bridge conferencing for me to get a feel for it, see if it worked down here in Australia, and it didn't translate people's voice with a funny accent, but it certainly worked 100% of the time. So again, I think, look at these tools, they're really fantastic, and again, this webinar is really designed to give you that sort of information. So the idea for us will be, as you sign up, we'll start basically sending you little bits of email, little bits of information to hopefully improve your business, and then the big bang will be on that webinar, which we have scheduled for the Tuesday, the 1st of September, 1 p.m. US time, so Eastern time there in the US. Unfortunately, correct, that doesn't translate well for me over here in Australia, but there won't be too many distractions at that time of the morning for me. But we are planning, if you do register, we will obviously record the event and make that available to people after it, will we, Greg?
We will, absolutely. So we're going to be using one of the service that we're using for the registration and the emails actually has an integrated recording as well, so it'll be hosted. So it's real simple to be able to send that recording out. So you'll expect to see that right, I'd say within a few days after that recording. So
again, absolutely. So, yeah, if you are located in this neck of the woods or anywhere else in the world, do sign up, because then you'll be able to get the recording and watch it at a time that will make sense to you. But we'll get all that information out. We'll get that out on the Twitter. Make sure that you do sign up. It's got all the details of myself and Greg, what we're going to cover, and there's going to be a lot more content, plus some interesting giveaways and provisions for people, isn't it? Aren't there?
Yeah, there is. And actually, we're going to have a special guest. Harry himself is going to be joining us for a quick little intro to talk about his perspectives, what he's seeing within the world of Office 365, since he is the founder of, you know, SMB Nation, as everybody knows, and the new O365 Nation as well.
Yeah, so again, I think we're going to get a really good perspective. And again, the aim is we're going to go in there, and we're looking to give you information. We're looking to give you information about what's out there, how you can integrate this, some of the packages that, you know, are providing real value to partners like, you know, Greg and myself and other ones that we're working with. And at the end of the day, it's aimed at helping resellers generate more revenue by understanding the full range of products that Office 365 has, and that can be added into Office 365, which I think is, that's the real opportunity.
Absolutely, it's a blank canvas.
Excellent. All right. So again, I think we've covered just about everything else that we need to in this podcast. Again, certainly recommend that you get in contact with Greg with any questions about Skype and Skype for Business and Bridges and all that sort of stuff, no matter where you are in the world. Thank God to technology, we can work anywhere at any time. Greg, do you want to let people know what's the best way for them to get in contact with you if they want to, get some more details or just keep in touch with what's happening in your world?
Sure, absolutely. So appreciate that. By phone, in the States, it's 1-302-514 Plum, PLUM 7586, or email, so very easy, greg@plumuc.com. And you can also follow me out there on Twitter if interested at Channel Manager, and I'm on LinkedIn as well. So pretty much any way you can find me, I'm frequenting all those little venues.
Excellent. Well, if people want to catch up with me, you can do that on the Twitter at DirectorCIA. You can follow my blog, which is the best source of information from me on Office 365. You'll find that at blog.ciaops.com. But I think with that, Greg, I'll say thank you very much. Obviously, your time is different to my time. Appreciate you being flexible and doing that,
Sure.
sharing that information, and we'll make sure we get this out as soon as we can. But again, the final reminder is for people, don't forget to sign up to our all-star webinar that will include Harry, Greg, and myself. You can find that at bit.ly/0365-BTL, Beyond the License. And again, any suggestions, any queries, any comments, please send them to me or to Greg, and we'll certainly look to incorporate all that information into that webinar to get that out to you. All right, with that, thank you very much for listening, and look forward to the next episode.
Thanks, Robert.
You've been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For guides on using technologies like SharePoint Online and Office 365, visit www.ciaops.com/publications. By purchasing from the selection available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.